WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A World Series win for the L.A. Dodgers leads to street celebrations. And yes, some looting in downtown Los Angeles. ABC's Chris Christie overhead in a helicopter watching it all unfold.
There have been a number of getaway vehicles waiting for the merchandise to walk out. They stuff the trunks, they get in the car, and they drive away. We've seen several cars do that. LAPD is aware of this.
And many more people were cheering than looting, though. The Dodgers beat the Yankees in New York last night in Game 5 of the series. Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in generations awoke to scenes of devastation. Villages in the Valencia region wiped out by monstrous flash floods that claimed at least 95 lives. Election day almost upon us. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump continuing to hit the battleground states. In Pennsylvania today, a judge is holding a hearing on that bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in the battlegrounds. Musk is supposed to be there in court, as lawyers have not said if he will show up. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. There's an investigation underway after police in Waukesha found a body yesterday. Fox 6 says someone called 911 to report a body under a tarp on top of a pile of sticks. Police aren't saying anything about the investigation. There's no word on who the body might be, how they died, or if foul play is involved. The final Marquette Law School poll of the election season gives Vice President Kamala Harris a one-point lead in Wisconsin. That poll released yesterday came on the heels of a visit by both Harris and former President Donald Trump. Poll director Charles Franklin says 9% of voters say they're going to vote for a third-party candidate next week. But even with those candidates in the mix, Harris still leads by 1 point. That is within the 4.4% margin of error for the election. And today is Halloween. While you're out driving tonight, be sure to be on the lookout for kids traveling house to house looking for trick-or-treat candy. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers today. Temperatures will drop into the low 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, a little blustery for the ghosts and goblins. You want to bundle them up in the 30s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 51. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you got to have Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Halloween morning. 7:03 a.m. with the Bengals on Max FM.
Egyptian.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:10 on Thursday morning. Let's take a look at your Halloween forecast. This morning, we do have a chance of showers. Temps will rise to near 60 by about 10 this morning, and then falling to 45 degrees by 5 o'clock tonight. We expect winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, wind chills by the time trick-or-treating starts about 30 degrees. Tonight's slight chance of showers gradually clearing with the low of 41 with wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. On Friday, sunny with a high of 49. On Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, showers are likely in the afternoon with a high of 59. Sneaking a peek at next week, we're looking at highs near 60s with lows in the 50s, so it will be mild next week. Currently, it is 53 degrees outside. Emily, how are you doing today?
Happy Halloween! I am wonderful. Ooh. It's really dark outside, so that's fitting for the Halloween day.
It most definitely is, and we just came out of Kenny Loggins' Footloose, you know. What a better way to start the morning. And you know, Emily, I changed all my passwords to Kenny. Now I have all Kenny Loggins.
Oh my God, that was a good one. I don't know, maybe that was a good one in, yeah. It's a good one. We're just going to give you that one. That was a good one. And speaking of, you know, passwords and logins and things, my computer just started to, you know, update itself in the middle of working. So it was a bit of a scramble to get going, but I'm here and I'm happy and it's Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. So I'm just really looking forward to the day. Looks like a decent weather forecast. So yeah, let's do this Halloween thing.
Yeah, I'm excited about Halloween. And what we're going to do this morning, we're going to kick it off right away. We want to know what everyone's favorite Halloween candy is. Text Emily and I at 608-355-9970. Or better yet, use a free Civic Media app. Look for Max the Mouse. Tap on Max FM. Click the text button at the bottom right of your screen and text in what your favorite candy is. We'll talk about those right around 8:50 this morning. So we want to know what your favorite Halloween candy is. Emily and I will share ours a little bit later as well. And you know, Emily, there's going to be a lot of kiddos out tonight, right? That's just a given.
Yeah, that's definitely a given. I mean, as we know from our own Halloween experiences and or having our own kids or seeing the kids in the neighborhood, doesn't matter what the weather is. The kids are going to be out. They're going to be out in groups. They tend to go out in droves in that they're in like a giant moving mass of children in costume and you don't know who's who or what's what. But the fact is they are going full force. Candy nose on, they are not thinking about you and your driving. So,
no,
that being
not.
Said, please be very thoughtful about the fact that, you know, this night is different than every other night. So always obey the traffic laws, but definitely just drive very slow. If you can stay off the roads in the residential neighborhood in general, you know, do so. If you got to be out, just, you know, please be thoughtful about the fact that there will be little ghosts, goblins, mermaids, princesses, cowboys, all the things in droves, in groups, walking around in the road, most likely. So be super careful.
And they're just running across the street from house to house. And it's so very important to obey all the traffic laws. That's something I'm a firm believer in. You don't want to get tickets and you want to make sure you're stopping at all the stop signs, not speeding and all that important stuff. So again, just be careful. These kids are going to be high on sugar, looking for candy, running around excited, and sometimes they can't see real well in those costumes either, and so they may not see you, so please slow down. Trick-or-treating in Baraboo starts at 4 o'clock, as well as in most of the Max FM listening area, and a lot of people get done with work between 4 and 5, so you have the traffic to the kids out there. It gets to be a little congested. I know in front of our house, we do see quite a bit of traffic. We see quite a few kids. I am glad Highway 33 and 8th is open because that'll put less traffic onto the side streets. But, you know, just be careful. It is a fun night for the kids. It's great to be able to have them out there. It's going to be a little cold. Again, dress warm. Put extra layers on, as we talked about yesterday. Maybe put the long johns on so you don't have to put that bulky coat on. Right, Emily?
Yeah. Right. I love that idea. And you could, I mean, I think that I've made long johns somehow into my costumes over the years. It just, if you got to do it, you might as well, you know, you can, well, I'm not going to suggest, you know, drawing on your long johns by any means, but if you needed it somehow, morph it into part of your costume, maybe you could. There's also really neat things out there, like long sleeves that kind of have patterns and stuff like that nowadays that look really cool. So I'm not trying to put any more pressure on the parents to get their kids ready, but it is a happy medium to get to where your kids are happy with the Halloween costume that they've got out and about, and the parents are happy with how warm their kids might be out in the Halloween evening. And what you were explaining before, you know, about that perfect storm of safety precautions, right? I mean, they're not paying attention. They're high on sugar and they can't see very well. So, right, like these kids have like no defenses. So, like, that's up to us to like be the people mindful of their safety, because they're kind of in a different space in their experience, and they're living in the present moment of more candy, hang out with friends, run around at night, So yeah, they're not going to be paying attention. So, you know, even the most safety cautious kid is going to be switching their tune tonight to look for candy and enjoy Halloween. So let's make it a safe one. It's a super fun holiday and it can be all positive. So let's keep it that way.
I agree. Emily, you dressed up for Halloween?
Absolutely. I do every year. I can't tell you 1 year I've not dressed up in my whole life.
Nice.
Every year. Yes. Awesome. Are we going to share costumes? Are we going to have people? Are you going to dress up, Dave? What are you?
I
you just
don't
put your
know
cape
that
on and call it a day, or
I honestly don't know if I'm going to dress up or not. I didn't even really think about it until I just sat down in the home studio here. It's one of those. If I do, it'll be something very last minute, unfortunately. I'm actually in jeans today, which I'm just happy about that. I'm dressed up as a happy radio station employee today. How's that for a costume?
I love that costume. It works out perfect at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yay.
Right?
For happy radio station personality guy.
Hey, I've got pants on.
Well, you do
on,
have that so fictitious cape that we talk about often. Maybe
I
it's
know.
Not fictitious. Maybe you just need to bust that out. I'm just saying. And if you don't actually have a cape, which I'm pretty sure you do, whether or not it's real or not, there's places like, you know, Goodwill, St. Vinny's, places like that. They've got their capes out. You could just rock it, man. Just do it.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow what you dressed up as. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'll get some pictures and we'll get started there. Maybe that'll be my like bio picture. It's just me in a Halloween costume. I mean, I don't care. Sometimes Halloween costumes are about letting your insides out. So, you know,
right.
I don't know. We'll see about that.
Exactly. Well, thank you to Becky who texted in a picture from a few Halloweens ago. We'll go with that. Becky's one of our listeners. And yeah, that picture was from a few years ago. I don't remember when that picture was. But yeah, that was definitely a few years ago. I had a lot more hair back then, too. Wow. So we dressed up as
M&Ms. That's okay, Dave. Everybody goes through things. So at least you're the happy radio morning show host in jeans today. I mean, that's like the making of a song. We've got a joke going in our group of, you know, friends from long ago that we've known each other for a long time, that when someone comes up with like a good one-liner, we're just like, oh, yep, that's the name of your next album. So radio show host in jeans. I mean, something like that. That sounds like a good name for an album. So we'll just work towards that in the future with you.
Right. So Wendy heard me talking about this. She's in the home studio. Wendy, look at how young we were in that picture.
I had a lot more hair then, too. Wow.
Hi, Wendy. It's so nice to hear your voice.
I remember that year.
Emily's saying hi here. If you want to hear, you can hear the other side of this now, Wendy. So we're sharing my earbuds. So can you hear
hi,
now?
Emily. Yes, now I can hear.
You can hear and talk on the radio. Look at us.
I know.
Killing it up here.
Multitasking this morning.
But if you look at that picture, I mean, we were young back then.
Wow.
I still have that M&M costume somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we do. We got quite the collection going over the years.
So there you go. So if you get a
chance.
Yeah, you know, we still have it. So I just remember the green M&M from that night.
She liked you, Dave.
She might have been borderline a little bit on the crazy side. Uh-huh. And she was definitely very happy to be out on Halloween that night. And it was getting pretty late in the night. We had been at our maybe third or fourth establishment by that point, I'm betting. And so had she, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And
that'll
so,
help.
Yeah.
That'll help with the fun sometimes.
It definitely does. So, yeah, it's... You know, I love Halloween. We have dressed up traditionally over the years, depending on what we have going on. And
Becky says she had a picture with her, too.
Yeah, don't text that in, please, Becky. We don't need to see that.
Do you want to know a great thing that I can't believe we both have in common? I dressed up as candy as well. I don't think it was an M&M, but... At some point, it was a California raisin when I was a kid. Do you remember whole California raisin thing with like the song and like it came all from a commercial back, you know, in the late 80s when commercials were like little mini movies. Those California raisins would sing and they would like strut across the stage. I thought it was the coolest thing. I was maybe, I don't know, second or third grade and I dressed up as a California raisin. So there we go. We have more things in common than we thought.
We
Random
do.
Costumes cool. made of food.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll have to find that picture. Oh,
Well, I think it was just a glorified garbage bag turned into a costume, but God
those
bless my
best,
parents.
Though.
You know, they
tried. Easy is better.
Well, plus, you know, you didn't have to worry about the weather, too, if you had that on, too. You know, so those, it was
what
a
my
double
mom's
function.
Logic was.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Think that's what her logic was, because I remember it was raining and I was feeling super proud that I was like not as soaking wet as everyone else. Bring a garbage bag. It works out for everyone.
That's, yeah, exactly. Well, thanks, Wendy, for popping into the home studio.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I know. You gotta go to work. We don't want you being late. All of a sudden, when you'll be late to work, and they'll be like, where was Wendy? Oh, we just heard her talking on the radio.
Yeah, they know. It's a hard one to change that excuse at the last minute. Be like, oh, no, it was traffic.
Yeah, especially traffic in downtown Baraboo. 7:20 in the morning, the traffic in Baraboo, the congestion. Oh, my goodness, that's why I was late to work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll back it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Good excuses
all around. It is Halloween. No. It's day filled with hijinks. Let's do it.
Right. Most definitely. So, all right. What we're going to do, Emily. So, I have an interview with Kurt from the Legacy Theater in Lake Delton. We're going to air that about 7:30. I'm going to play Thriller this morning. I'm going to change the playlist up a little bit this morning, and we're going to get some Halloween hits in. Any of them, one that was listening on Sunday also got to kind of hear this, because from 11:30 to noon on Sunday, I just played Halloween theme songs. So I'm going to spike in some of our favorite Halloween hits this morning, Emily.
Oh, I'm so glad. I mean, I would have to say that you would be on my short list if you did not play Thriller this morning and some other good choices. So way to go staying off that list, because you need to stay off that list, because we need to have a great show. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, everyone. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day, 50% savings at Mead King. Located in Rock Springs, Mead King offers delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about raspberry or a vanilla flavored mead? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Packers kicked off the practice week on Wednesday with no Jordan Love, as well as a number of other injured players. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Malik Willis is going to get the work with the ones in practice this week and could make his third start of the season, but Coach Matt LaFleur not ruling out Jordan Love.
He's moving around better. Again, we'll take it one day at a time, and certainly, yeah, we'll push the envelope with that, and I know he wants to play, but we'll see where he's at by the end of the week.
Week 9 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in New York. The 2-6 Jets facing a must-win matchup against the 6-2 Houston Texans. L.A. Dodgers are World Series champs for the 8th time and the 2nd time in the last 5 years. They came from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 last night to win that series in 5 games. Freddie Freeman named the World Series MVP. Badger men's basketball team knocked off Division III River Falls 78-62 in an exhibition at the Kohl Center last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Ha 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joined by Kurt from the Legacy Dinner Theater. Kurt, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I realize that it is Halloween today, but you know what? It is almost Christmas time, and we need to talk about the Christmas show happening in the Dells.
Yes, Christmas in the Dells kicks off this Saturday. It is we're doing two shows this Saturday on November 2nd, but all of our Saturdays moving forward, we will have three shows a day, and we are doing over 100 shows this year between November and December.
That is a lot of shows, Kurt, and that's already coming up this Saturday. People are going to be excited about this. This is a great show. Now, you have a special deal going on through today. Let's talk about that.
I do. So if you buy your tickets today for any of our November shows of Christmas in the Dells, which includes actually Thanksgiving Day, we're doing two shows. But if you buy your tickets before the end of the day today, and you can either go online at christmasinthedells.com or you can give us a call at the box office, which is 608-432-7469, which conveniently spells show for some of those people that remember those days for advertising. But if you buy your tickets before the end of the day today, you will save 20% off your tickets for any of our November shows.
That is a great deal. And as you mentioned, you're going to have two shows on Thanksgiving Day. So if you want to get the family out of the house, that is a perfect opportunity to do that. And you don't even have to cook.
No, you don't. And, you know, for some of the people that were at our show last year, they know that it's family style. For the new people, we take care of everything. So we've got roasted turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce. We have creamy vegetable soup we start with and rolls. And then this year for dessert, we're offering either apple pie or pumpkin pie. And it's all you can eat. And then, like I said, for Thanksgiving, you know, you get the family together. You don't have to clean up afterwards. It works out pretty nice.
That is a sweet setup. I'm already hungry thinking about this, but it's not just about the food, Kurt. It's about the show. And is this the same show as last year, or is it different?
The show is a little bit different. Most of our cast, almost everyone on our cast this year is new. We do have a couple of people that are coming back to join us. You know, with the Christmas show, you can't change too much. Like, Santa's going to be in the show, obviously.
Right.
We're doing our live nativity scene again, where we have a real live camel named Gus, who's going to be there. Again, for all of our shows, we have flying angels. That is coming back, and that's part of history. Obviously, we can't change that too much.
No.
However, there are new songs included. We do have a Wisconsin spin on it this year, so there's a Christmas in Wisconsin segment part of our show. And then if anybody has kids or grandkids, we have a new snowman section that all the kids are really going to enjoy this year.
This sounds like it's going to be a great time for the whole family. Great food, great show.
Flying Angels, that is amazing. And you're going to have laser lights, the works here. This is a huge production.
Yeah, for those who have not saw the show last year, my running joke is that you don't need to go to New York and see the Rockette show because our show is bigger. There's actually, I think it's just under 500 costumes in this show, and people are truly moved that when they come out of the show, I'm usually in the lobby thanking people for coming. There are people that are moved to tears because it's such an emotional show. It really is exceptional. It's so much bigger than you would expect to see in the Dells. You would expect to go to like Vegas and see this show.
I'm excited to see this show. I know that Wendy and I are going to do our best to get up there sometime in November. I'm excited about the show. And the other part of this is we're going to see the North Pole and Santa's workshop come to life right there, Kurt.
Yeah, it really is spectacle, a huge spectacle. We actually have snow machines that blow snow on the audience as well. So there are other things that I'm so close to it because I've there for all the shows I sort of forget, but it really is a big deal. And I realize, the weather's been a little bit warm this week, but we all know here in Wisconsin that winter is coming. So might as well enjoy the Christmas show this year indoors.
And plus, the kids get a chance to see Santa Claus as well, right, Kurt?
Yeah, very true. So you got to keep Santa in the Christmas show. But we are proud of the fact that we also keep Priest and Christmas at our show. So it really is a moving experience. Everyone's going to love the show. And it's really something that we truly have multi-generational people come. And we have people from really all over the upper Midwest here. We had some people last year, a family got together and met here in the Dells at our theater. They came from Minneapolis, Green Bay, and Chicago, and they actually did a gift exchange in our lobby after the show.
That is a neat deal, I have to say. If people want more information or to get tickets, what's the best way for them to do that, Kurt?
Sure, they can go on the website, christmasinthedells.com, or they can give us a call at the box office. Box office opens at 9 o'clock, so every day, 608-432-7469. That's 608-432-SHOW.
Thank you so much, Kurt, for joining us today. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing the show as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
All aboard!
It's time for Pumpkin Train. Every Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the beautiful fall colors, and all kids 12 and under get a free pumpkin with the ride. Make sure to buy your tickets today at DellsTrain.com. A beautiful 2-mile scenic train ride the whole family is sure to love. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Get your tickets online now at DellsTrain.com, and we'll see you on the Pumpkin Train.
All aboard!
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers today. Temperatures will drop into the low 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, a little blustery for the ghosts and goblins. You want to bundle them up in the 30s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 51. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you gotta have Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Emily and Dave with you. It is Halloween, 7:44 on Thursday morning. Emily, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Halloween hijinks all abound. Everything seems to be a little haywire today, but you know what? That's fine. Did you hear all those that alliteration I did?
Halloween no.
hijinks. Haywire. Hijinks. Pretty good
hijinks.
Stuff. I love alliteration. Yeah. Hijinks are good. Shenanigans are good. Shenanigans is one of my favorite words in the world. So, like, you know, if you can come to me with a sentence that uses shenanigans twice, I dare you.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of shenanigans, we need to know what everyone's favorite Halloween candy is. So text that into us now, along with those birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970. Or use a free civic media and let us know what your favorite Halloween candy is. Emily and I will talk about ours a little bit later. We'll compile the list and we'll see what we have from everyone today. So text those in now. Emily, let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And then I know you have some birthdays. So this is a lengthy list, but we got a few minutes. We'll definitely go through some of them. Willow Smith is 24. What's that?
I said, when did you get it started? Sorry to interrupt.
No, we're good. So Willow Smith, 24. Danielle Rose Russell, 25. Hope Mickelson on the Vampire Diaries spinoff Legacies. Sydney Park is 27. Caitlin on Pretty Little Liars and The Perfectionist. And Cindy on The Walking Dead. Who else do we have, Emily?
You know what? I'm having some technical difficulties. Hang on 1 second. You keep going and I'll keep
going. I'll keep on going. You let me know when you're ready.
You.
Oh, good. Lieta Wright is 31. That's T'Challa's sister, Shuri, in the Black Panther movies. Eddie K. Thomas is 44. Toby on Scorpion. And a lot more may know him as Finch in American Pie. That's where he got his start. So, and Scorpion is still in syndication. Let's see. We have Piper Perabo, 48. That's Annie Walker on Covert Affairs. Oh, we have some good music ones today, too.
Oh, Lynn keep going. Bergen. I'm almost there.
All right. I'll go with Lynn Bergen, Ace of Base, 54, The Sign, All That She Wants, and Don't Turn Around. And
I love if you're ready. Those songs. I know. Those are such good ones. And I'm really glad to see some of these birthdays for other musicians, because that's always exciting, because then you get to mess with the playlist, right? And maybe play some things. I'm just putting.
Oh, I know which one I'm putting in the playlist when we get to that part of the list here. So.
Which one? Or are you just going
to surprise
us?
We'll go with Vanilla Ice's 57. And we all know him as his one-hit wonder, Ice Ice Baby. So that's going to end up getting played sometime this morning.
Definitely. Let's see. I got a couple stacked up here down on the bottom shelf. How about bottom of the list? How about Dan Rather? Did you talk about that yet?
I did not. Dan Rather's
birthday. Oh, my God. This man, I mean, you know, like, he was one of those people on television, regardless of how you felt about the information he was delivering, he was so good at his job. He is 93 today. I had no idea his birthday was on Halloween. That's just kind of cool. I think it's great to have. I mean, I'm sure it's not super great to have that your birthday on a holiday, but at the same time, I don't know. There's just like extra energy around. So if you're born on Halloween, that's kind of exciting. And then let's see, Peter Jackson, talk about somebody who is amazing at their job.
Right.
He wrote all of the Lord of the Rings, he's the director of all the Lord of the Rings movies. The King Kong remake, and he also directed three of the Hobbit movies. So, I mean, come on now. Hands down on that. Peter Jackson, you're kind of the man. Happy birthday. He's 63. Who else do we have here? Michael Collins. He is passed, but that's a big deal. During Apollo 11, he stayed on the ship while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. So, wow. That is a big one. So, happy birthday to you.
And then we had Adam Hurwitz. He's 58. King Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys.
Oh, my favorites. Oh, Ad Rock.
I know. It's like we have Beastie Boys, Vanilla Ice. I mean, all of these songs that I want to spike in this morning with some of our Halloween stuff. So the playlist will get messed with. Mickey D is 61, drummer from Motorhead. Let's see. Main ones. We did have one come in on the text line just now. Happy Halloween birthday to Melinda from Monroe. So, thank you for that one that just came in on the text line. So, and as a reminder, happy birthday. And as a reminder, speaking of the text line, you can always text those into us at any time and we'll get them on the calendar and text in your favorite Halloween candy. I know you have a couple of ones as well.
Yeah, just a couple of friends of mine. They're actually a husband and wife, and they are both celebrating their birthday today. So Doug and Kate, happy Halloween birthday. They've got a couple of young ones, so it's kind of, I think, an intense day for their family, but I bet they're having a good one. So hopefully I'll get to see them today at some point. But happy birthday, Doug and Kate.
That is pretty cool. That is a neat way to do it. And to have a Halloween birthday, you know, it's one of those, everyone starts talking about, you know, you get like the Christmas birthdays or even the December birthdays, you know, it all kind of mixes in. So to have it on Halloween, that's a very special day. So happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating today, or happy anniversary though for those that maybe got married on Halloween as well. I mean, that'd be kind of a neat wedding.
You think so? I've heard of that quite a bit, actually. People who have, you know, interest in a specific, you know, movie or theme or whatever, they just go for it and they kind of do that for their wedding celebration. So I think that's really cool. I mean, just your wedding or your birthday, it's supposed to be about what you love and enjoy that for the day. So if that's, you know, the Halloween hijinks, then go for it. Really celebrate today.
And have some Halloween shenanigans. Okay, so what we're going to do next is we're going to have Ben Bromley slide in. We're going to talk about Weekends Are Best. Emily, you'll be back with me right around 8:10. We'll talk about some more Halloween shenanigans.
Yay, shenanigans. Happy Halloween.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It is time for Weekends Are Best with Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Ben, happy Halloween. How are you doing today? Ben, we are trying to get Ben on here, and he maybe is having
I am here.
All right, there we go. Hey, Ben, happy Halloween.
Gotta hit the unmute button. That's the key.
Yep, you know, I get it. I run into that stuff all the time. Totally feel your pain there. Happy Halloween to you, Ben. Since we're asking fun Halloween things, are you dressing up for Halloween?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I'm gonna break out the space suit I was gonna wear. Well, that I did wear during the circus parade, but of course I had to wear a poncho over it.
Right. Oh, I remember that. It was a little wet.
So
out
I'm
there.
Gonna get a second use out of my NASA outfit, and hopefully people will actually be able to see it this time.
Well, there you go, and have fun trick or treating tonight as well.
I'll just be answering the door.
Okay. Well, and while we're talking about trick-or-treating, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Since that's the poll on our text line today as well.
So many good choices, but I have to go with peanut butter cups.
That's a good choice. We'll put that on our list, peanut butter cups. So, you know, I can't disagree with you on that. That's definitely a good one. And not the ones with caramel, just the regular peanut butter cups.
Just straight up the OG peanut butter cups.
Right, exactly. So what's going on in the area this weekend, Ben?
Well, hey, speaking of Halloween, this is our third and final weekend of Halloween events. We've had a good run of them, lots of good activities for folks who are into this holiday. But here, as we close out the month of October, we'll remind folks that the trick-or-treating hours in the community are from 4 until 7 in Baraboo and in West Baraboo. But that's not the only place you can grab some candy, Dave.
Where else can you grab candy, Ben?
There's also going to be a Halloween trick-or-treat at our friends at the Outlets at the Dells today from 4 until 6. So you can hit up the many fine merchants out there and get a little haul of candy at the outlet mall.
Hey, there you go. And I also know that St. John's School is doing a trunk or treat tonight from 4 to 7. I just saw that pop up. And they have hot dogs there as well.
Hey.
So
why not?
You can get dinner and candy, you know. So, you know, you can't beat a free hot dog. And oh, they have cocoa, too. So I know it's going to be a little cool. So there you go.
This sounds like the kind of date you would try to sell Wendy on. Hey, dinner and dessert, honey. I got a hot dog and some Halloween candy.
Don't tell my secrets, Ben. Oh, that's a good one. You know us well. So what else do we have going on this weekend?
Oh, sure, yeah. Tomorrow we've got some live music to share with you. We've got Caleb Woods, local favorite, performing at Balanced Rock Winery. That's going to be tomorrow night from 6 until 8:30. And then Saturday we've got a bunch of events you can choose from. Now this first one is my personal favorite for the weekend. This is, you've heard of, like, you know, 3K races, 5K races.
Yep.
This is the half K, the 0.5K Senior Dog Dash. Now, this is presented by one of our many nonprofit members, Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. Essentially, it is a hospice care for dogs, hence the fact that it's senior dogs and that it's only, you know, half a kilometer. So they're going to dash, quote unquote, around the square. That's going to take place at 10. It's actually part of sort of a full morning of activities from 9 until 11:30. They're going to have some hot cocoa from Tin Roof Dairy. They're going to have live music. Now, that part's not downtown. That's going to be at Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. But
okay,
they're going to do raffles, prizes. They're going to do some karaoke, all kinds of fun stuff. And, of course, a bonfire. So that part nice. Of it is actually in the evening from 6 until 9. So they got a full morning and a full evening planned.
Sounds like it, and such a great cause as well.
Absolutely. Also Saturday, we've got some more live music. Local native Abby Spencer is going to perform at Broken Bottle Winery in the afternoon from 1:30 until 4:30. And we also have Justin Routabush. He's going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery from 4 until 6:30. Now, here's another one we got to let you know about, a Halloween-themed event. If you've ever had the desire to shoot zombies...
Ooh.
I have the opportunity for you.
What is that?
So
that sounds fun.
DEZ Tactical Arms is presenting a Halloween weekend zombie shoot. This is Saturday from 4:30 until 6:30. So this is, you know, target shooting, but the targets are zombies.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right? What's not to like?
Exactly. All right. Hey, sign me up.
And then wrapping up not only the Halloween events, but the calendar events for the weekend, we want to let people know about the Haunted Downtown Walk. And of course, this is a weekly event. This is going to take place at 7 p.m., presented by Baraboo Tours. They start the Haunted Walk at 524 Oak Street, right outside their headquarters. It lasts about an hour. $18 if you book in advance, or $20 if you just walk up. And the next thing you know, boom, we're done with Halloween, and we're already into November. And next week, we'll be talking about the Baraboo Theater Guild musical, Something Rotten.
That sounds like a great thing to talk about. And yeah, I can't believe it. Today's the last day of October, Ben. This month has flown by quickly.
And now, after we had our little taste of spring this week, but this morning, it feels like Halloween and November.
And it'll definitely feel like November later today as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure you dress warm as you're in your costume tonight.
I'll put
Ben.
My layers under my NASA spacesuit.
Perfect. Layers are the key. Well, Ben, we thank you for joining us today. We appreciate having you in here every Thursday.
Dave, I'm just glad I found the mute button.
I am glad you did too, and I'm sure your wife has been trying to find it for years. So.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Ben, thank you again for joining us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to tell us about Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max AFM. Dave with you. As a reminder, text in your favorite Halloween candy, 608-355-9970. As Emily and I mentioned, it is Adam Horovitz's birthday from the Beastie Boys. So, you know, we got to play a Beastie Boys song this morning, of course. Here is Intergalactic on Max FM.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make it what you want. Hot number be me. When on the tough guy style, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I'm a plot and scheme.
Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like gay so theme. Keep on rapping, cause that's my dream. More default, stick it to me.
Old school hip hop, you thought the suit.